Okay. Like to call the order, Sullivan County Infrastructure and Local Development Corp. Roll call, please.
Mr. Steingart?
Here.
Mr. Steingart's present. Mr. Siegel?
Present.
Mr. Siegel's present. Mr. Sykes?
Here.
Mr. Sykes is present. Mr. Gunther? Mr. Gunther's present. Mr. Perello?
Here.
Mr. Perello's present. Ms. Roig?
Here.
And Ms. Laughlin and Mr. Smith are absent.
Susie Laughlin joining. I apologize for the delay.
Well, I can now count you as present.
Apologize. Accepted.
Can't even bring donut all over the place.
Don't let it happen again.
Okay, moving on then. Approval of the minutes from March 9th special meeting. Got a first and a second?
Second.
First. You get that, staff?
I didn't get the second. I have Mr. Perello.
No.
I'll second it.
Okay.
Mr.
Thank
Perello,
you.
Mr. Sykes.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 You're on again.
There's one bill. There was a schedule of payments with just one bill to Municap. I think it was $377.
And I reviewed it and it's fine.
Oh, yeah, I see that. Okay, wasn't on the agenda. Yeah, oh, you're right. Okay. Motion to approve the schedule of payments?
I'll move it.
Second.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, Lyndon, leaving you on again.
Okay, thank you. So, we'll be looking at the document number 6918, the financial statement draft, and this is for the LDC. And again, our opinion is unmodified. It's a clean opinion. Your financial statements are fairly stated. Again, we have the MD&A that is, the narrative is written by management. And then I'm going to direct you to the statement of net position, which is on page 6 or page 9 of the PDF. You'll see that the total assets amounted to $95,315,000, the total liabilities $110,000,000. Nearly 86,000, and our total net position is a negative $14,771,000. For 2019, we had service fee revenue of just over $2 million, operating expenses of $69,000, leaving operating income of $1,950,000. We had non-operating expenses of $8,888,000. The major one is the interest expense of $5.8 million, followed by depreciation expense of $3.2 million, resulting in a change in net position of $6.9 million. And the ultimately resulting in net position of -$14,771,000. Prior period adjustment, a couple of items that are discussed in note 7. Following that is a statement of cash flows, again showing the flow of cash primarily from your receipts and services and the outflow of cash. There's still additions being added to fixed assets and the payment of interest. So, resulting in a decrease in cash and cash equivalents of $15,203,000. So, now, following that is the footnotes. Here, there are explanations of your cash and cash equivalents in addition to the description of your policy, a description of the prior period adjustment. You'll see that on the top of page 14 or 17 of the PDF. Reversing and capitalized investment income to increase that position is the key one there. And the last part of this report is also, again, the report according to government auditing standards where we have no finance. And if there's no questions, then we'll move on to the board report. So the board report is also 62918. Again, it has required communications. Again, it has finding and sustained three findings that were also in the fund report. And again, these have been reviewed by management. So that is our comments on the LD state.
Any questions? Well, Linda and Ziva, thank you very much. You did a great job this year. Very much appreciate you, your work being new to, as our auditors this year. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And it's been very great working with Jennifer and her team. Again, they've been very cooperative in giving us the information that we need and the time we get. It just makes our work so much easier. So thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
And if there's any, if anyone has questions, please let us know. We'll be happy to respond to them. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
We recess and go back to the IDA. You want to finish up this, or
let's finish this, Ira, and then go back to Funding Corp, and then back to IDA. I think it'd be more efficient.
Yeah. So. The new business is discussion and approval of the 2019 reports in the New York State Authority's Budget Office.
So these are the Paris reports that we submit annually, and I sent them all to you in draft as a single PDF, and it's the annual report. The investment report, the procurement report, and the certified financial audit report, and the RBT audits are incorporated into the certified financial audit report. So, by approving the Paris, we're asking you to also approve the audit reports. We can walk through them, or if you have questions, can handle it any way you like.
Any preference from anybody? I think we can go with the questions. It'll move a lot quicker. We have a lot to do today.
Yeah.
Are there any questions? That was quick. Okay. Then, self-evaluation.
Is the board comfortable approving the Paris reports at this time so that we can submit them? We are not ready to submit the IDA Paris reports because we are still waiting for some project information. So, the drafts of the infrastructure and funding corp reports that you received are from staff perspective ready to go upon board approval. But we're not able to ask you to approve the IDA Paris today, so we'll have to do that in the future.
There's no reason to delay in approving the infrastructure Paris report. I'll move that we approve the Paris report for infrastructure.
Susie, second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you.
So the as far as the self-evaluation, everybody got copies of it? Is there... This is something that can be done in executive?
Correct.
Or does not have to be done in executive. There's nothing... There's no requirement that you actually do anything with it. If you wish to discuss it, it should be discussed in executive session. If you wish to just accept it for what it is, then there's no need to go into an executive session.
I guess that I'll leave it up to the board. Does anybody feel a reason to discuss it? I don't. Certainly not any infrastructure.
I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Fine with me.
So, public comment? Motion to adjourn?
I'll make it.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And motion to reconvene,